I remember this date 10 years ago like it was last week. 10 years ago today, December 23rd, 2003, my wife and I, we were wrapping up some Christmas shopping, and I got a phone call from a colleague of mine that said simply, have you heard? There's some talk out there that there might be some sort of a disease announcement made by USDA this afternoon. They've got a conference call, USDA, they've just announced for a couple hours down the road. So thanked him for the tip, and we quickly got on the phone, confirmed that, and got back to where we could actually listen to the conference call. And then Secretary of Agriculture Ann Veneman basically stood up there to the microphone on via telephone to all the reporters and announced the first case ever found inside these United States of BSE, or what some folks call mad cow disease. It turned out to be a dairy cow from the state of Washington State, and is actually not a U.S. cow, but a Canadian origin cow, as it turned out. But that cow that stole Christmas definitely turned the cattle market upside down, especially our international marketplace, for years and years. We're just now recovering in some cases. Phil Tsang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation looks back with us at how we've recovered on a market-by-market basis.
Really, a blanket approach doesn't apply. You really have to take a look at each individual country, their rulemaking process. You have to understand their situation and work to get your products back into those markets based on those situations, not based basically on our expectations. And I think that's a huge, huge difference. China is the most notable market that we're still not involved in any way. We know that our government is making a full-out effort. They were in Beijing here just recently, so hopefully they can come to some kind of an understanding so we can get into now the world's fastest growing market. Saudi Arabia is a market that with our last instance of BSE in this country, they banned our products. And as the relationship's changing in the Middle East, it's been very difficult to even meet with them on these issues. And I think a couple other areas that are very important to us, you know, the Australians still after 10 years have not opened up their markets. There are major competitors, and the fact that they can sit and say that, you know, Americans aren't selling to us, it makes it difficult for us from a marketing standpoint in moving our products. So we'd like to see that rectified and have everyone basically abide by the international standards as codified by the OIE.
There's no doubt in my mind that 10 years ago, December 23rd, 2003, when we were introduced to the cow that stole Christmas, that date has had more impact on the U.S. cattle industry than any other single date in recent history. Now, one bullet that we did dodge the days that followed the announcement of the cow that stole Christmas was in the domestic market. While there was a lot of interest in the media about what was going on with this first case of BSE or mad cow disease, it seems like we had a great plan in place to manage the crisis, and it was executed very well by the cattle industry, led by the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kendall Frazier of NCBA remembers the day well.
Bob, we at NCBA received a phone call from USDA at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time that a cow from Washington State had been diagnosed with BSE. And we immediately started to implement a crisis management plan that we had worked on for nearly 10 years in anticipation of that moment. So our CEO, Terry Stokes, called a meeting of some of our policy staff, communications, issues management staff, and we immediately started to work the issue and activated a dark website that we had prepared for just this kind of event, if it ever happened. And we updated our talking points, our message points, started communicating with our board, all our stakeholders and our state organizations, and immediately had four or five spokespersons that started doing interviews with media. The other thing we did is we scheduled a news conference for the media an hour after Secretary Veneman was scheduled to announce the first case. And we had 150 news media from throughout the United States on what we called an industry call an hour after Secretary Veneman's news conference to give an industry perspective. And all of these activities were designed to reassure American consumers that the American beef supply was safe.
Kendall Frazier talking with our colleague Cindy Zimmerman from their website, agwire.com. Kendall indicated that they were able to do some things very successfully in helping alleviate those fears of the American consumer. And looking back, everybody pretty well gives the planning that was done in advance of that day a lot of credit for helping the U.S. beef industry weather the initial storm regarding BSE. Helped probably the Canadian and Mexican market reopen fairly quickly. And, of course, since that time has been involved through the U.S. Meat Export Federation in reopening the additional international markets, as Phil Tsang mentioned, almost on a case-by-case basis. The cow that stole Christmas. She was long dead by the time that December 23, 2003 rolled around. But the impact of the announcement about that little lady, well, it continues to reverberate even today, especially internationally. The hope is that the commitments that the Chinese are making even in the last few days about reopening their market, perhaps in July of this coming year, will help further give us closure on this particular case of mad cow disease in this country. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.